Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1171, The Great Comparison Hoax by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. For a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The Great Comparison Hoax by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Death by a thousand cuts. Luckily, I don't mean a literal death, since that's the least anabolic activity of all time and would surely negatively impact your gains. The death I'm speaking of is more sinister, capable of covering your otherwise great life with a general malaise that seems unshakable. Most of us know objectively that to compare ourselves to others is an exercise in futility. We're emotional creatures, and logic and rational thinking get dropkicked right out of the window when it comes to our wants and desires. When it comes to how we look, how strong we are, how fast we're progressing, and everything in between, our emotions can push our rational minds out of the driver's seat, take the wheel, and drive us straight towards Crazyville. Like sticking a fork into an electrical socket or taking a 3-hour nap while you're cooking a steak in an oven, I'm not alone in the last one, right? Comparing yourselves to others is more often than not a horrible idea that no good can come from. Much like a moth drawn to the flame, we just can't help ourselves. None of us are truly immune to it. Our behind the scenes versus their highlight reel. We're with ourselves 24/7, and as a result, we know more about us than any outside observer would. Our motivations, goals, and hot button issues. When we go into comparison mode, our brain wrangles up those demons and throws them right back into our faces, completely unfiltered. The problem is that we aren't comparing our demons to someone else's. We're pitting them against only what we can see on the surface. And given that people typically put their best foot forward in public, this is rarely an accurate portrait of the situation. Imagine yourself doing all that you can do to get results in the gym. You're logging your workouts, keeping track of your calories and nutrients, making time to prepare your meals when you would love nothing more than to ease up on the reins just a little bit. Then one day you see someone working out there with a physique that you would sell your firstborn child for, casually strolling through their session. And here's what kicks you right in the junk. They're eating a candy bar post-workout. All of a sudden, your inner comparison beast busts loose. Why do they look like that and I don't? They clearly don't work as hard as I do. I train hard every day. Hashtag beast mode, hashtag no days off, hashtag another ridiculous hashtag here. I take my nutrition way more seriously, and here they are eating a candy bar, looking like they just walk off the set of a photo shoot. But you don't know the full story. You don't know what they sacrificed to get there or anything about them. All you have to go off is this brief snapshot in time. And it's easy for the comparing mind to take that and create a vivid picture that's far from reality. Getting caught in this trap can cause you to do things you otherwise wouldn't do. I'm talking constant program hopping, ridiculous diets, setting unrealistic time frames for yourself, and setting out on a never-ending quest searching for the quote-unquote secret. Our worst versus their best. Our inside versus their outside. It's always a losing battle. Welcome to the black hole of suck. The appetite of a black hole is insatiable, feeding off of everything around it. When it comes to comparisons, this is the exact scenario that we find ourselves in, and it will drain your life dry if you let it. In this mode, nothing is ever enough. You constantly feel inferior. You're never strong because someone else is stronger. You never feel truly comfortable in your skin because someone is always leaner, has bigger biceps, or more ab definition. You aren't making progress fast enough because someone is always achieving more in a shorter amount of time. Comparison feeds off of these types of thoughts, and it never ends. I once dated a woman whose ex-boyfriend was a UFC fighter. After a quick Google search to find out who he was, I went from being completely happy with my development and progress to feeling like Captain America pre-soldier serum. Here I am, a guy who works out 3 times a week, loves to eat ice cream by the pint, enjoys a good marathon video game session, and more often than not, falls asleep to a YouTube video because I stayed up way too late clicking my way through the internet rabbit hole, comparing myself to an Olympic champion with ungodly genetics who trains more hours in a week than I do in a single month and makes a living training to punch a hole through the soul of other elite athletes in front of thousands of people. If I were looking for a recipe to make myself feel like hot diggity dog, I hit the nail right on the head. By constantly sucking in all of this outside stimuli without any filter, letting it bombard our inner world, all we do is diminish our own accomplishments, taking the wind out of our sails for no good reason. The only way to slay the comparison beast. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. The act of comparing may never really go away, but you can turn the tide in your favor. When you notice in the moment that you're falling victim to this mindset, stop immediately before the thoughts build any momentum. Take a deep breath and relax. By doing this, you go from being reactionary to proactive, creating space to decide what you're going to do next with the information you have. This may sound woo-woo as all, but give it a try. Your breath, the thing that keeps you alive, is intimately connected to controlling how you feel in any given moment. Is your training partner progressing faster than you? Great, there's something that you can learn from them. Maybe you won't have the same results as them for a host of reasons, but if nothing else, it shows you a vision of what is possible, and you can bring that energy and excitement to your workouts. There will always be someone better than you out there, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. All that you can focus on and truly control is the effort that you bring to the task. You're the only person that you need to compare yourself to, and do this only to check in and make sure that you're improving at a rate that's acceptable for you and your goals. When this is the focus, what others are doing becomes irrelevant. Let me be clear. I'm not saying that you can't look at what others are doing and using that as fuel to push yourself forward. Sometimes seeing others make progress towards their goals can be a healthy gut check for you, allowing you to reconnect and give yourself an honest assessment as to whether you're playing it safe or if you have more to give. For others, it does more harm than good. It's like fire. You can use it to warm up your house or burn it to the ground. The devil is in the details, and it will take time to learn when to push forward and when to be kinder to yourself and pull back a bit. Instead of letting the accomplishments of others feel like a slight towards you, use them to build yourself up. Choose to be inspired by what others are doing, no longer making yourself the victim of outside forces, and tap into a constantly renewable source of motivation and energy, yourself. You just listened to the post titled "The Great Comparison Hoax" by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When I was younger, which according to my doctor was a long time ago at this point, I used to compare myself a lot to other guys at the gym. In fact, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, used to tell me, stop being so competitive. Stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Because I would go around and say, I got bigger triceps than that guy. My chest is bigger than that. And she would literally have to tell me to stop that. Now, once in a while, I still fall victim to this, but definitely not as often. And in fact, the technique that Roger mentioned, just taking a deep breath, actually has helped me a lot. Because Roger was absolutely right when he said, you don't know that other person. You don't know the sacrifices they've made to get to that point. All you know is what you've done or haven't done. When we think about stress management, it's all about taking control of those things that you have control over and letting the stuff that you don't have control over, let that go. And isn't that what we're really saying here? Do what you can to control your own destiny, to reach your own goals, and don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Because if you start comparing yourself to others, that's stuff you can't control. You can't control what they're doing or have done. That's going to lead to more stress. So take a deep breath, let it go, and focus on those things you have control over. That's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.